Hello, everyone. My name is Guo Chen from Tsinghua University. Today, I'm going to talk about Fast and Cautious, leveraging multipath diversity for transport loss recovery in data centers. And this is a joint work with people from Tsinghua University, Microsoft Research Asia, University of Science and Technology of China, and Nanjing University. Services in the data center care about the tail flow completion time. In response to a user request, large-scale web applications often touch memory and computation resources of hundreds of machines, generating a large number of latency-sensitive flows. And the overall performance is commonly governed by the last completed ones, which makes the tail FCT a critical performance metric to them. However, the packet loss hurts the tail FCT very much. And a real case once happened in Microsoft Azure's DCN can be a good example to show this problem. Once a spine switch with 2% random drop rate had led to a dramatic increase of the 99th tail latency increase of all users in this DCN, and which we will show later. And luckily, the packet loss is not uncommon, even in well-engineered data center. So this work is to address the tail FCT problem caused by packet loss in DCN. First, we measure the attributes of packet loss in a Microsoft production DCN for 5 days. And there were two observations. First, although the overall loss rate in the network is low, a loss does frequently happen. During all the 5 days, many links encountered a high loss rate. And the second is most losses happened in the network instead of the edge. About 80% of the loss links are located above the TOR switches. And the packet loss are caused by various reasons. Conventionally, packet loss are mostly caused by congestion due to buffer overflow. Congestion loss is bursty and transient. Luckily, with the increasing deployment of ECN technique and fine-tuned TCP congestion control algorithm, congestion loss has been greatly mitigated. However, they are still inevitable. And besides congestion, failure loss is another major source of packet loss in DCN. Failure loss are often complex and hard to detect. In large-scale networked systems, failure loss has become a norm rather than exception, and they often have huge impact on performance. In order to solve this problem, we first need to understand why does the loss hurt the tail and how hard it hurts. TCP as the transport layer protocol in current DCN has two existing loss recovery mechanisms. The first is fast recovery. It waits for a certain number of duplicate ACKs to detect packet loss and then retransmit it. And the other is timeout. If there is not enough duplicate ACKs return, it relies on a timeout to detect the packet loss and then retransmit it. And in reality, the retransmission timeout is often orders of magnitude larger than the round-trip time in current DCN. For example, the minimum RTO in current Linux kernel is 5 milliseconds, while the round-trip time in current DCN is less than 100 microseconds. As a consequence, for latency-sensitive flows, encountering only one RTO can lead to a dramatic increase of the FCT. And, however, we show both through analysis and testbed experiments that a little loss caused enough timeout to hurt the tail FCT. And this figure shows the results we got, that is, the timeout probability of flows with different sizes under different packet loss rates. For both flows, a little loss, for example, 1% loss can lead to enough flow timeout to hurt the 99th percentile FCT. And for larger flows, this problem becomes more severe. As we can see that the core issue for achieving a low tail FCT for latency-sensitive flows when facing packet losses is to avoid RTO. Actually, realizing these problems, prior works tries to add aggressiveness to congestion control to do loss recovery before timeout, thus to prevent timeout. They choose a different level of aggressiveness from waiting to RTT before doing loss recovery and to weighting 1/4 RTT, and to a more aggressive one with weighting 0 RTT. However, deciding the level of aggressiveness, that is how long to wait before sending recovery packets, is to adapt various loss conditions is a daunting task in DCN. As we introduced before, congestion loss and failure loss coexist. For congestion loss, the recovery packets should be delayed enough before sent out after the original packets. Otherwise, if we send the recovery packets too fast before the congestion disappears, the recovery packets may also get dropped by the overflowed buffer and even worsen the congestion. However, for failure loss such as random drop, the recovery should be as fast as possible. Otherwise, the delay itself will already increase the FCT. From the discussion above, we can see that loss easily incurs timeout to hurt the tail FCT. And to prevent timeout, prior works try to add fixed level of aggressiveness to recover loss before timeout. However, to adding aggressiveness makes them fall into a dilemma, which is hard to adapt to various loss conditions, and they are hard to be both fast for failure loss and to be cautious enough for congestion loss. Essentially, we identify the challenge for transport loss recovery in data center is how to accelerate loss recovery as soon as possible under various loss conditions without causing congestion. To this end, we propose FUSO to address above challenge. FUSO is short for Fast Multipath Loss Recovery. The basic idea of FUSO is simple. It leverages the path diversity in data center, thus to utilize the good paths to proactively conduct loss recovery for bad paths. And by path diversity here, we mean that there are a lot of parallel paths in the DCN, and only a few of them are encountering loss. And based on this idea, FUSO can be both fast and cautious. It is fast in that it can immediately conduct loss recovery using whenever there is transmission opportunity. And it is cautious in that it still strictly follows the congestion control algorithm without adding aggressiveness. So now let me introduce the design of FUSO. But before that, I will give some background info of the multipath transport. FUSO is a loss recovery mechanism built on a multipath transport. And in a multipath transport, a TCP flow is divided into multiple subflows, which are explicitly or implicitly mapping to physical paths using techniques such as ECMP routing. And the application data is distributed to different subflows according to the data distribution scheme. Each subflow has its own congestion window to control its sending rate. And together, they are controlled by the multipath congestion control algorithm, thus to emulate a single TCP sending behavior. Now, let me using a simple example to show how FUSO works. Assuming there are 5 packets in the sender going to be sent to the receiver, and the multipath transport has established 3 subflows between those 2 senders through the network. And assuming the first packet is delivered to the first subflow traversing a good path, and this packet is successfully arrived at the receiver, and the second packet is delivered to the second subflow. However, this subflow is traversing a lossy path, which makes this packet lost. And the rest 3 packets are going through the third subflow, which all successfully arrive at the receiver. And after that, the congestion window of subflow 1 and subflow 3 have already increased, which makes that there is spare saving in the sender, which means that we can send something without causing congestion. However, there is currently no new data to send. Then FUSO starts its proactive loss recovery. Specifically, FUSO first picks up a worst subflow, and then picks up a best subflow. And I will introduce how to pick up those flows later. And then FUSO generates loss recovery packets for the potentially lost packet in this worst subflow and use the best subflow to transmit it to proactively recover the loss for the potential loss. And as such, Fusel can greatly accelerate the loss recovery process without waiting the worst subflow to recover the loss itself. On the contrary, the standard MPTCP has to rely on a timeout to recover for the worst subflow to recover its own loss, which will greatly increase the FCT in the overall. And for the path selection, we define a metric to describe the possibility of encountering loss for different subflows, and it is a weighted sum for the average history loss rate and the recent loss rate. When picking up a worst subflow, we only pick subflows among those with un-ACK data, which means that there is potential packet loss on this subflow. And we use above metric to find the subflow which is mostly likely having loss now. In this case, the worst subflow is subflow 2. And for best subflow, it is only picked up among those subflows with spare saving, which means that we can use this subflow to transmit something without causing congestion. And we similarly use the above metric to find the subflow which is least likely having loss now. In this case, the best subflow is the third subflow. And to summarize, Fusel's design can be summarized in the figures shown in the slide. And it is a transport loss recovery mechanism built on the multipath transport. And it works as follows. If currently there is a spare saving and no new data in the sand, Fusel will utilize this transmission opportunity to conduct proactive loss recovery. Specifically, it uses the good paths to recover the loss for the bad paths. And the multipath diversity offers many opportunities for Fusel to conduct such loss recovery. And we have implemented Fusel in Linux kernel, and the code is available for everyone on the GitHub. Next, I will introduce the evaluation of Fusel. We built a small testbed with 6 hosts and 2 server-emulated switches. We evaluate Fusel under various loss conditions to examine whether Fusel is good enough to deal with various loss conditions. First, we try to examine whether Fusel is fast enough for failure loss. Thus, we generate some random drop to emulate the failure loss condition. And the results show that Fusel can greatly reduce the 99th percentile FCT, as well as the timeout flows fraction, which shows that Fusel is fast. And besides the failure loss, we also try to examine whether Fusel is cautious enough to handle extreme congestion loss conditions, such as incast. And the results show that Fusel still performs best among all the compared schemes under this extreme congestion scenario, which shows that Fusel is very cautious. And also, we evaluate Fusel under more complex loss conditions with coexisting failure loss and congestion loss. And we generate different loads to examine Fusel from failure loss-dominated scenario to the congestion loss-dominated scenario. And the results show that Fusel can adapt to various conditions very well. Besides the small testbed results, we also use simulations to evaluate Fusel under a larger topology and a much more complex failure loss conditions. And the results also show that Fusel behaves very well under when the topology scales and the loss conditions become more complex. And to make a summary, in this work, we first measure that loss is not uncommon, even in well-engineered data center. And we show through both analysis and experiments that a little loss leads to enough timeout to hurt the tail FCT. And then we identify the challenge of loss recovery in data center, that is, how to accelerate loss recovery under various loss conditions without causing congestion. And to address this challenge, we propose Fusel. The philosophy of Fusel is keeping in mind that to be fast and cautious is equally important. And Fusel achieves to be fast by proactively conduct loss recovery, utilizing a transmission opportunity provided by the multipath diversity. And Fusel still remains to be cautious by strictly following the congestion control. And that is all. Thank you. I'm happy to take questions.
Hi, thanks for the very good talk, and Jarrell. According to your characterization, still there are 20% of the time the package loss was due to the last mile from the top rack of the switch to the server.
Yeah.
So in this case, actually, the package loss happens at the edge of the network.
Yes.
So in this case, according to your Fusel algorithm, all the subflows that lead to this last mile will all appear to be very slow subflows.
Yes.
And you're going to continuously update the subflow loss rate based on this. So in this case, I'm really wondering, your result shows that you have very good 99 percentile of latency, but how about 99.9 percentile?
That's a good question. Fusel can also help to improve the performance under the scenarios you just described indeed, there are multiple subflows going through the same physical paths, but these multiple subflows have less chance than the original MPTSP to. These multiple subflows have a less chance to encountering loss at the same time. So, at one moment, a subflow can recover loss for the other subflow.
Okay, but my question was, if the package loss happens in the last mile, then all the subflows that lead to this last mile will all appear to be very slow. Then you're going to keep updating the loss rate of all the subflows, then you're going to avoid those subflows.
Yeah, they happen to be under the all they happen to be appear as they all the all become the slow.
Then how would you deal with this scenario?
They could be slow, but they still can have chance to have spare saving because there is a little chance for all the subflows happen the loss together at the same moment. So at any moment, maybe some subflow has saving left and some subflow has no saving left. Then we can use the subflow which has saving left to conduct loss recovery.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, I'm Scott Fritchie with VMware Research. So the technique is very clever, and the evaluation looks really great. If I could wear a devil's advocate hat, what if we just had control over the RTO min setting and set it down to 1 millisecond or 700 microseconds? Have you thought about how that would be kind of the simpler solution from trying to, you know, get this new technique into Linux kernel and all that other sort of nonsense with all the other participants in the data center?
Yes, setting decreasing the RTO setting is a possible solution to handle this problem, but it has some disadvantages. First, it incurs a high cost for the system. If we set the minimum RTO to be a very low value. So for current Linux kernel, the minimum RTO setting can be low to the 5 milliseconds. So if we need a more higher resolution, we need to modify the kernel and the system. And second, if we set a much more aggressive RTO, we may lead to a worse performance under the congestion scenario. So it is still hard to maintain both fast and cautious under various loss conditions.
Thanks.
Thank you.
So three questions. For one is that, have you modified the host TCP stack or something else? Or?
Yes, we modified the Linux kernel of TCP stack.
Okay, so how about that? Like it's a lossless network, like some RDMA network. So have you tried maybe in the future, or is RDMA?
That's a good question. We have discussed about the RDMA network. And Fuzo is for current TCP stack, which is parallel to the RDMA stack. And second is, although RDMA network can be congestion drop-free, but it still cannot be failure loss drop-free. And current RDMA loss recovery mechanisms makes the loss recovery under failure loss very ineffective. Even 0.1% loss can make a dramatic performance degradation to the RDMA throughput. So it still needs a more advanced loss recovery mechanism.
Okay, last question is that, so you depend on the multipass. So actually, in the Ethernet network, it depends on your source IP and the source port to do the multipass. So what mechanism you use to satisfy your multipass in subflow?
In current DCN, multipass subflows are mapped to different physical paths by ECMP routing, by randomly hashed by five tuples. So we don't explicitly control the paths of those subflows. We just leverage the existing ECMP routing to map them into different physical paths.
But your subflow is within the same TCP connection, right?
Yeah, but they have different five tuples.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
So one last question related to MPTCP as well. Okay. So obviously this currently only works for MPTCP flows.
Yes.
What fraction of the flows in the data center currently are suitable to use MPTCP? Because some of them, too short flows are not, there's too much overhead, right, to use MPTCP.
Yeah. Actually, the biggest concern to use MPTCP for current DCN is the worry about the latency problem for the small flows. We observe that the biggest latency problem for small flows in MPTCP is caused by the loss recovery mechanism. So I think plus our work, MPTCP may be more easily get deployed in the DCN.
Good, thank you. Yeah, so let's thank Guo.